Hello everyone, Wilhelm Must here with another episode of the podcast Winning the Game. I share perspectives here that are empowering for anybody who wants to lead themselves with more clarity and more power. So the title Winning the Game, what's that about? Well, I love winning, meaning making progress, succeeding, accomplishing results. And the game, that's any game we put up in life. There are games at work and there are games outside of work, but I love the flavor of a game, something you can engage in wholeheartedly, playfully, and win, but not be overly serious with it. You don't win all the games you play, but you can learn from every game you play. Now, in order to win the game, it boils down to knowing the foundations. And one of the foundations of winning the game is that to realize that everything ultimately boils down to your ability to lead yourself. So at the core of winning the game is leadership. Whether you think of it or not, you are leading yourself every day. You are not leading yourself every day. You're simply going along with the habits and whatever goes on for you at a given time versus leading yourself to put your attention and intention on things that make a difference. Now, what is leadership? I don't know how many people I asked the following. What's your definition of leadership? I ask groups, if I teach groups sometimes now, how many in this room have a definition of leadership that is helpful for you and guides you in your day-to-day leadership at work? And very few people ever raise their hand. Lots of people in leadership positions have never stopped and defined for themselves what leadership actually is. So here's the definition I've come across through the years that I like the most. It goes something like, you don't need to mark every word, but the essence of it is that leadership is taking a stand for a future in such a way that other people join in to fulfill that future or make that future a reality. So let's break that down a little bit. There'll be more episodes about this topic, but we'll start today with this taking a stand. What is that? Well, taking a stand means making a choice or making a commitment. You take a stand for something, meaning you make a conscious choice. And what you choose consciously about is your future or a bigger future. Could be a vision, could be a target, could be a goal, but it is taking a stand for something beyond what is already happening as an extension of the past. But let's stick with this taking a stand. What is that? You know how to do that already. Making a commitment, it's the same thing. It's to choose to relate to your circumstances beyond your personal thoughts and feelings. If you have a stand for something, you start to notice that you have thoughts that are not aligned with your stand. You have feelings that are not aligned with your stand or commitment. You have opinions about stuff that is not aligned with fulfilling your commitment. And you start to distinguish your commitment as one thing, and then the feelings and thoughts and opinions and reactions you have in any given moment that are not aligned with what you are committed to. And you start to make choices not based on your thoughts and feelings and opinions and reactions in the moment, but you choose from what you are committed to. So you can look at any area of your life, either your work or life outside of work, like your family. Where do you have a clear commitment in place, a clear stand? You have chosen something with regards for a future that you hold dear to yourself. You don't give up on it. You return to it time and time again. Could be if you have children, that one or more of your children, you are committed to something with regards to their future and you align with that time and time again. Could be that you have a commitment to your health. So you have some practices around your health that you don't feel like doing or you don't think it's a good idea, but you know, you are committed, so you stick to it, even though your thoughts and feelings sometimes aren't aligned with it. So, what leaders do is leaders take a stand. They take a stand for something with regards to the future that is beyond the mere extension of the past. So do you have a stand? Do you have something for your future that is inspiring to you or that's actually of deep interest to you? And then the second part of the definition is that leaders do it in such a way that other people start to join in to fulfill or make that future a reality. So that was the start of a few conversations that will continue in the next podcast about leadership, about being committed, about future or vision and having other people join in. So thanks for listening today. Welcome back anytime. I post new podcasts most days of the week.